Welcome to Sunday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Grace, mercy, and peace. From God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Come now, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you that stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. The Lord who made heaven and earth. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. A song to the Lamb. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransom for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honour and glory and might for ever and ever. Amen. Lord of life, by the power of your resurrection, deliver us from all selfishness and bring us to the fulfillment of your joy, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Ezekiel, beginning at chapter 37, verse 15. The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, take a stick and write on it, for Judah and the Israelites associated with it. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel associated with it. And join them together into one stick, so that they may become one in your hand. And when your people say to you, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am about to take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel associated with it, and I will put the stick of Judah upon it, and make them one stick, in order that they may be one in my hand. When the sticks on which you write are in your hand before their eyes, then say to them, thus says the Lord God, I will take the people of Israel from the nations among which they have gone, and will gather them from every quarter, and bring them to their own land. I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king over them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. They shall never again defile themselves with their idols and their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions. I will save them from all the apostasies into which they have fallen, and will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall follow my ordinances and be careful to observe my statutes. They shall live in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, in which your ancestors lived. They and their children and their children's children shall live there forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will bless them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary among them for evermore. My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then the nations shall know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary is among them for evermore. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning at chapter 19, verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and all who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, who has looked down with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. The Lord has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children, forever. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord of life, by submitting to death you conquered the grave. By being lifted upon the cross, you draw all peoples to you. By being raised from the dead, you restore to humanity all that was lost through sin. Be with us in your risen power, that in word and deed we may proclaim the marvellous mystery of death and resurrection. For all praise is yours, now and throughout eternity. Amen. Gracious Father, who in your great mercy made glad the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such awareness of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, by your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave many excellent gifts to your apostles and commanded them to feed your flock. Bless all archbishops and bishops in the Anglican Church. So fill them with your truth and clothe them with holiness, that as pastors of your church, they may diligently preach your word and rightly teach your people to the glory of your name and the benefit of your church. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of wisdom, grant, we pray, that the words we have heard today make in us a desire to serve the people in bringing the good news of Christ to all who have yet to hear it, so that they may bring forth in us the fruit of good works to honour and praise your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we give you thanks for restoring health to your servants who are experiencing ill health today. We bless and praise you for the mercy which you show to us when we call upon you. Teach us to trust you in all circumstances of life, and to know your loving care and protection. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of all truth, teach us to love you with heart and mind. Bless St. Francis Theological College, that it may be a lively centre for sound learning, new discovery, and the pursuit of wisdom. May all who teach and all who learn seek and love the truth, and in humility look to you, the source of all wisdom and understanding. Bless the 2024 seekers and the 2024 formation students. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia. The ministry with the Torres Strait Island people of Australia, the parish of Nambour, the clergy with permission to officiate in the diocese, St. Margaret's Anglican Girls' School, Ascot, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Be present, merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, that we, who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world, may rest on your eternal changelessness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, equip us with everything good, that we may do his will, to whom be glory for ever. Amen.